It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Joe Spadoni.
Get locked in.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Spadoni. Who was that? I recognize one.
Who'd you recognize?
Tim Roy.
He's joining us at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, no doubt. Who are the others?
That was your Golden State Warriors basketball team right there.
Wow, man.
Don't get it twisted. They know who Spadoni is.
Joe Spadoni.
The fact that Matt Nahegian, our program director, spelled my name out during those reads when they had to record all those with just like six or seven O's with Spadoni.
Joe Spadoni.
This might be greater than the Curry jersey.
Get locked in is my favorite part.
Dude,
thank you, Matt.
Good.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Lucas.
Yo, Spadoni, why you don't come around no more?
I know. Locked in.
It always, it always turns into like an East Coast Italian-American accent. I'm from California,
that's just the funny part.
No, that was awesome. No, and it's I do feel like I made it when I got my own rejoins for the pregame show, and Andrew Wiggins is saying it. Brandon Pajewski, Jonathan Kuminga is saying it. It's pretty cool, although... Steph and Draymond.
Yeah, no doubt.
I didn't get Steph and Draymond.
Oh.
They're kind of dead to me. I'm going to be honest. They're not my favorite
players. They were busy, Spadoni.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you know. Just, oh, who's Joe Spadoni? Yeah, I'm only doing if it's Guru or Steiny. Sorry.
That's too funny.
Shut you talking to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Guru. Always a fun game.
Always a fun game. And you know what? The Warriors have been fun right now, Guru. I've been feeling Golden State Warriors game. It's been a while since I've turned on a Warriors game, and I expect them to win.
Man.
Right?
The last couple seasons,
it's just like... Yeah, they might lose to the Blazers, or they might lose to the Jazz.
Even up 14 or 10 or 20, we saw it all last year to the Clippers, just a bunch of teams. And I just got to really – I know it's early Joe Spadoni, but Mike Dunleavy's got to be sitting somewhere. And again, maybe his trump card is he really wants to make a big move and get a big boy next to Steph and Dre. But the bottom line is right now, this is crazy. I mean, look at the standings. Who scares you? Like tonight, Cleveland's undefeated, but if the Warriors can go to Beantown, do what they did to Boston, no Brown, we get it, no Porzingis, and then lay another or the first L on Cleveland, like – it's just the first 10 games are just incredible. And then, oh, by the way, you got OKC Sunday.
This stretch right here,
it doesn't get any better.
Is going to be fascinating. So right now, they're 7-1, the Golden State Warriors. It's like, well, if I told you that before the season, Guru, this Golden State Warriors team would be 7-1 at this point, what would you have said?
You need to go to Kaiser and do something in a cup.
Really?
Yep.
You had little faith in this team.
I was like, who's the number two? And I told you guys all, and I told Steiny, oh, we're going to play 12 deep. That don't work in the league. It might work at De La Salle or Logan, but that ain't – what was your high school?
Palma.
Palma. Come on. But it's working right now, so that's why I'm shocked. Depth galore.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you this question. Let's say at the end of this little three-game stretch, we're going to call it, because these are all contenders, right? Cavs, Thunder, Mavericks. Your next three games.
All right.
What if I was to say they were 8-3? Is that my math right?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
8-3, you still feeling good?
Yeah, feeling hella good, as they say in the Bay. And the reason is, this team is still working on itself. It's still honing in on its identity, which right now, everybody loves what they see. But, you know, I feel like we're robbing this Warrior team of even getting it better or taking it to the next level or level. So, 8-3, oh my gosh, Spadonio, a dollar. Hell yes, I take 8-3.
Okay.
And if you're telling me that... I know you don't believe this. I am so sick of the play-in and the Warriors being involved in that. Even going back to 2 years ago, I hate it. Everything about its existence. So if somehow they could be a traditional, you know, top six team. And I know Evan yesterday was talking about top four. I'll take it. And let's put something in the cap because I'm feeling it.
Put in the cap.
The Warriors will win the cup. This year that the Lakers won last year.
The NBA Cup?
Yeah, what do we call it?
It's the NBA Cup. That's what it's called now. It used to be the IST, the in-season tournament.
Yeah, okay.
But now it's like the NBA Cup.
The Warriors will win the Cup. They're taking this, and the dirty little secret around the league right now, and I don't like it, that was going to be what's bugging you at two with Willard and Diggs.
DLS, dirty little secret.
Your first time, huh?
Yeah, no, I've done it once. You weren't here. I've done it a couple times when
I filled
in.
Well, that was a Thursday. Well,
it's my first what's bugging you, but I've done crosstalk a couple times.
Right. What if, oh boy, uh-oh. I'm going Steiny.
Oh boy.
Come on, Ken. What if, come on, Spadoni. We are talking about the cup. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah.
Go. You lost it? Oh no.
Look, everything you say, I disagree with.
Right. Keep going, Spadoni. Have my back, brother. We all agree on one thing, the whoopee.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's the truth. But...
You're saying you think they're going to win the NBA Cup is what you're saying.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. And then the branch off of that was, you had mentioned...
8-3.
No, you had mentioned how stars aren't playing. And I'm not saying these stars are sitting out or load management or, you know, around the different cities, but... Am I wrong to say you could almost manipulate your way through this NBA schedule because so many games that you think are going to be difficult, the Joe Spadonis or the Stars won't be playing? And that's just a trend early on. But I feel like, you know, this train is not slowing anytime soon.
Well,
that's just how I feel.
I would look at it like this, if you're the Warriors' perspective. You lost one of your best players for, 27 games last year in Draymond Green. I don't give a damn who's playing and who's not. Like, I can only play who's in front of me right now. And I'm not going to feel sorry for you because I need to start stacking wins. Because last year, you were chasing the entire time. Now you're setting
the
tone.
But you got off to a good start last year. Remember, we were 6-2.
But it was kind of fugazi.
Stoney was the only one saying you hadn't really.
It's kind of fugazi, though. Okay. Yeah, last year was kind of fugazi because it was more so like, you're kind of squeaking by. This Chris Paul thing.
The Clay.
Right. I don't know. This seems so much more sustainable, at least in the regular season, when it comes to... It's almost kind of like... And this is... People are going to scoff and like roll their eyes at me.
Who cares?
But... And this team is different because you have Steph Curry and you have Hall of Famers on this team. Almost like the Atlanta Hawks with Budenholzer. Remember, like, they just had depth everywhere.
And went out the first round.
Or they went to the Eastern Conference Finals 1 year with Budenholzer. With Kyle Korver and who was it? All those guys over there. I'm going to go Stephen A. Smith and them boys. Like... It's almost kind of reminding me of that, where it's just like, they have so much depth that even if they're missing a Melton one day, or a Podziemski one day, or a Kuminga, or if Wiggins is out, like, they have so much built into this team when it comes to experience. And can we give credit to Steve Kerr real quick? Is it for as much as this fan base loves to complain about their head coach, who has won not one, not two, not three, four titles as your head coach.
One in the first year. One in the first shot
he deserved
at
it.
And they wanted to fire his ass last year. Wanted to fire.
But that's dark
his contract
Twitter.
Is up? Yeah. I don't think we're going to resign. No.
That's crazy. That
a
was
lot
a
of
thing.
The people calling here at 95.7 The Game. So let's give him his flowers now because Steve Kerr has been doing a hell of a job when it came to the coaching staff, Jerry Stackhouse, Terry Stotts bringing him in. He was doing a hell of a job when he was over at Portland going up against the Kevin Durant Warriors. Hell, he took them to the Western Conference Finals. So adding a mind like that was huge. And by the way, Terry Stotts was actually a part of that Milwaukee Bucks staff last year. Yeah. Then he left because he just didn't think they knew what they were doing. And by the way, he ended up being right because the Bucks are just an absolute mess with Doc Rivers.
Adrian Griffin's somewhere laughing.
Right, exactly. I would be too. I'd be hanging out drinking a Mai Tai over in Thailand or something like that. But give Steve Kerr his flowers, what he has done with this staff and what he has done enabling his players and empowering his players like a Buddy Hield, like an Andrew Wiggins, like Jonathan Kuminga, who's bought in to his role, by the way, Guru.
You got
to
give him credit. And every Warrior right now and coach, the podium game is just, it's beautiful. It's like Barbara Streisand. It's just Phil Collins. It's just good on the ears because everybody's saying the right stuff. And I got to say this, it kind of started before the season did. So before the players actually like, look at us, look at our record, they were kind of, we're bodying. Buddy came in when we were out there at Chase. Just a good, he seems like a good dude. Personality.
Big smile.
No doubt. You like, it's just infectious. But I will say this about Kerr, going back to Windhorse, you almost got to give Kerr super duper credit on the, I don't know where the origin of the 12 deep came from. I know Windhorse had said he got it from the Olympics, but right now, early, he looks like he's been in his lab. Where, and I'm asking you, where do you think or what day he was driving or whatever he was doing with his family where he said, you know what, we're gonna take a crack at the 2024 season with 12 deep rotation, and right now it's coming up roses.
Well, I know it wasn't this deep, but, I mean, let's not get it twisted. His first year at the Warriors, what was the phrase? Strength of numbers.
It really was.
And it was. You had guys like Leandro Barbosa, guys like Maurice Spates, guys like David Lee. You had all these different players that fit into this nucleus at the very top. Sean Livingston, obviously Andre Iguodala. You had all these different players and journeymen all bought in to this, and it was a perfect storm. And he ended up beating LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love.
People got hurt.
It doesn't matter. People get hurt. That's life.
That's how Toronto won their chip.
Ow! The Niners lost Dre Greenlaw. The Niners lost Greenlaw in the Super Bowl. You think the Chiefs are complaining about that?
Which is the worst injury I think I've ever seen in sports.
It was horrible. He ran on the field and he tore his Achilles.
Running to go on the field.
It was horrible. It was awful.
But Warner looking back.
I know, and he was crying. There was tears in his eyes. That was brutal.
You're
talking about injuries and guys they need back desperately on that defense.
Dre
Greenlaw.
I don't know
if he's going to be the same if and when he does come back.
Right.
But 888-957.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
9570. Give Steve Kerr his flowers for what this Warriors team is doing right now. Verducci is in El Dorado Hills. I saw Verducci yesterday. He hollered at me. I was walking down our old building, that area, by the way.
Okay.
Not in front of the Gold Club. I was over in front of the Museum of Modern Art. I think Verducci was just like, hey, Spadoni, where are you going?
He's a real one.
Ducci, what's going on, man, with your own Spadoni guru?
Hey, happy Friday, everyone. Spadoni, it felt so good being able to be cruising around San Francisco and saying hello to another fellow Italian, man. That made my day yesterday as I was I was in my lab just doing walkthroughs for my clients. And if Matt Nahegan's back there in his lab, you know, get my company out there. Let me go ahead and put it on an event for 95.7 The Game. Let's get this party fixed for our Warriors, baby. That's what I'm saying. But you know what? I'm so proud of Steve Kerr also just making the adjustments with, I think, getting the right coaches, the assistant coaches with Stotts and Stackhouse. They have made a huge adjustment. And the fact that they're getting back to what made them successful in their title runs, and that was that nitty-gritty defense and making it difficult and blitzing, around the perimeter and the ball handlers. And they having them make quick decisions and really kind of creating turnovers. But I love the fact that where we're at, we haven't even been fully healthy. Think about it. How many games have we played where we've been actually fully healthy? And so for me, I'd say don't make many changes. I think if we make any changes, it might be for something like a Vucevic. I like him out of Chicago. I know he doesn't provide a ton on defense, but he could be kind of your stretch five where Green can kind of be more in the paint. I just think if we go after someone like Giannis, love him, but it would kill our depth. We wouldn't have much on the bench, I feel like, for what they'd be asking for. So I think right now we keep strength in numbers. We keep it to the 12-man rotation. Warrior fans, it feels great to be on top. And, fellas, you guys have a great Friday.
Back at
Padone, you. Maybe I'll see you in the streets again, baby.
Let's go. Hey,
he's Italian too, huh?
Of course. Verducci, you kidding me? Come
Verducci.
On. We got our ears to the streets here in San Francisco. 888-957-9570. Hey, Gu, I got some exciting news right now. Can I read it to you?
Man.
You know Klay Thompson? You heard of that guy, right? Splash Brother, you may have heard of him, number 11, one of the greatest.
Daddy named Michael.
Yeah. Klay is coming back Tuesday night as the Warriors take on the Dallas Mavericks, as you know. And by the way, Jason Kidd, 9 o'clock, morning roast. Yeah. You're not going to want to miss that on Monday morning. Cannot wait. J-Kidd, the pride of Cal Berkeley. But the Warriors are taking on the Mavs on Tuesday night. Listen to the game right here, 95.7 The Game. Leading up to the game on Tuesday, you, Steiny, and Willard and Dibs will be live from Thrive City. But wait, there's more. As I go Billy Mays here, we will be giving you a chance to win a Klay Thompson jersey on Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour, right at 8 a.m., 12 p.m., and 4 p.m. hour. So 8 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, three opportunities to win a... No, I was almost going to say something I wasn't supposed to say. To win a Klay Thompson jersey.
Woo!
On Tuesday. You got to be listening. 8 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour. Your opportunity to win a Klay jersey. And this just in. The Warriors have announced that every person that attends the game on Tuesday in Klay Thompson's return will receive a captain's hat to salute Klay, who, as we all know, frequently commuted to Chase Center on what? His boat.
Wow.
So you get a Klay Thompson captain's hat if you go to the game on Tuesday. Fans are encouraged to arrive early for a special pregame salute to Klay Thompson. It's going to be a great night. Come on.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
You going to be at the game?
Yeah. And we're going to be broadcast. I'm not leaving. I'm wearing a suit,
too. You're
staying there. I'm just wearing a suit. Why are you wearing a suit? This Klay, you're in third. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
No doubt
about
it.
So you're going to have opportunities on Tuesday all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. 8 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 4 o'clock hours to win a Klay Thompson jersey. It's going to be Klay Day here at 95.7 The Game is what I'm trying to say. You don't want to go anywhere else when it comes to your Warriors and Klay coverage Tuesday. It's going to start at 5 a.m. with me. Pre-game show.
You know,
I'll be getting you guys. Please. Am I ever nervous at 5 a.m.?
Oh, boy, the Italian stallion.
Honestly, Q, it's too early to be nervous at that. I'm so damn tired. It's just I wake up on the air in the 5:30
seriously?
Segment.
Seriously? What time do you go to bed? Normally.
9 o'clock, I try to go to sleep.
You're playing.
No.
You're too young to go to bed that early.
No, there's some games where I have to catch them. I have to record the second half. I can't. It's too
Are
much.
Are you kidding me?
No, I can't. It's just... You
know, I'd be coming in here with more bags than SFO.
No, I already got the dark circles, man. I'm 31 years old. I got the grays coming in, Gil. Come on.
You look good. I'll tell you if you had to... No, you ain't got to... Sir, you look good under the eyes.
Well, these are more genetic anyways, but it's fine. Are you excited Tuesday?
Yeah, he's like, get off of this. Of course I am. We talked about the biggest or the NBA version to comebacks like Klay. Durant kind of got robbed of his because of COVID. But LeBron going back to Miami.
Reunions, right?
Yeah, reunions.
I'm trying to think of the last one in not Major League Baseball, but basketball in particular.
Look at the director of sports.
Oh, we got it. What do we got?
We got the hat.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Oh. Come on, give it to me. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, this Merle Steubing, this the love boat.
All right. So if you're watching us on Twitch, Twitter, or YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union, Guru and I are wearing the captain's hats. They're going to be given away if you attend the Klay Thompson reunion game, if you will, where the Mavs take on the Golden State Warriors Tuesday, Chase Center. How do I look in this thing? I got to pull up my Zoom.
Let me see you. You look legit. I can see you. Yeah.
Am I more Gilligan or am I Skipper?
I'm saying Gilligan.
Okay.
I'm more like
tough.
Morgan Freeman.
No, who was it? Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh,
there
boy.
You go. You're Cuba. What was that movie with Robert De Niro where he's the sailor? That's you.
I know the movie, not the name, of
there
course.
There you go. Or Pearl Harbor, he was the cook, right?
Oh,
there you go.
Boy.
Yeah, that didn't end very well. But there you go, Gil. We got
the
captain's hat on.
They're giving these out.
They're giving these out.
With the Warrior logo.
These are pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Dope.
These are cool.
Warriors know. They know how to make it happen.
They do.
Man.
It's kind of like how the Giants were for a long time, where they knew how to treat their players, the legacy players.
Yeah.
And I felt like we kind of lost that in the Farhan Zaidi era. The Warriors, though, Joe Lacob, they know what it's all about.
No doubt,
it's come
man.
To honoring guys like Klay Thompson that deserve to be honored. This guy has meant so damn much to this team, yep. this franchise, this community, dude. The guy was just driving on his boat in the bay just for, you know, bleeps and giggles. He was just having a good time. Klay Thompson, he embodied what San Francisco and the Bay Area was about. He was chill. He was lax. He was California, man. And he's coming in on his boat. I miss Klay around here. I know it didn't end the best. He went 0 for 4 in that game against the Kings.
I hated how it ended, too.
But you know what? It's about celebrating what he meant to this team and this fan base.
There's going to be tears, and not just from him. I cannot wait to see the emotion. Spadoni in that building, and I liken it to, and this is different because he was returning, but he's returning back to the Warriors. Remember when he made that Sunday night debut comeback against the Cavs?
Yeah.
When he had when he came back a couple years ago. And that was like, you know, there was a tearjerker in that, but this is, he's gone. You know, now he's returning.
And it's Luka, it's Kyrie, yeah. it's the whole damn thing. Luka, by the way, not looking like he's in shape. What is this thing, by the way?
But that's what makes him badass. He was in the finals.
Yeah, why
with a beer belly?
Like, people are just saying, like, yeah, you know, it takes a few months for me to get in shape. Excuse me? I was in shape in the summertime. Wasn't he training for Slovenia? What are they doing in Slovenia for the Olympics?
That's how they get in.
They're smoking cigarettes and drinking beer.
And who was the old Maverick? And I got mad at him that took, when they clinched to go to the finals, took the beer from Luka.
Oh, that's right. I forget his name.
Michael Finley.
Michael Finley. There you go.
I'm like, let him live. He just dropped 35, 10, and 8.
Luka was hanging with his pops, too, just shooting the breeze, drinking a beer. He's like, yeah, give me that. You're not drinking that.
Fat boy.
Yeah, they got kind of waxed in that finals, not going to lie. It was not a good matchup for them.
But they made it.
They did. They did. How's this West feeling for you right now? Like, are you expecting the Mavs? Are you expecting the Timberwolves? Like, the teams we saw last year, are you expecting those teams to just get back to where they were?
I'm a Julius Randle. I feel like I play like him. But I think he messed Minnesota up. Steiny texted me when I texted him that. Like, it's early, and it is. But
what's this guy, Finchie? You're taking shots at Finchie
There's just something that I feel like they lost with Cat going out the door. Now, I could be proven wrong, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm looking at what's going on with Phoenix because I think highly of Booker, Durant, and now Beal looks like they got a point guard, okay? But I'm looking at OKC, and I'm sorry. It looks like not a team of destiny, but they remind me of the Warriors when the Warriors won their first one. This just, they got number one picks everywhere, just lottery picks everywhere. So right now they're 7-1. They play the Warriors Sunday. But to answer your question, Spadoni, that's only the real team that, from a talent standpoint, that legitimately scares me from the Warriors. Dre and Steph and Kerr have done this, and Looney. So this Dallas-Houston thing, whatever, sack, we still owe you something. Mm. But the bottom line is OKC is the standard to me. And some could say, "Goo, they're young. Why are you giving them all that?" Because they're good. They're good. They're long. I'm telling you. Holmgren's better than Wimby. Wimby's playing his ass off on D, but his offense is a mess.
The fact that that guy is like 8 feet tall and shooting the amount of three-pointers he is doing with the Spurs, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
No, and you're not by yourself saying
also,
that.
Also, Greg Popovich, he's
not here.
He's not doing I hope he's okay. That's kind of scary that we haven't really heard anything from that. He left for some health reasons. Yeah. Guy's a Hall of Fame coach, one of the greatest.
And I made a joke saying when he initially left thinking it was much of nothing, Pops got at me and I was like, "Oh, he's out for real." So thoughts and prayers.
Pop. And he's a little bit older.
But the Wimby thing, Spadoni, come on, dominate.
Chet's a little more
he's got some hood to him.
He's got some dog in him, which I didn't know he had. I thought he's got some like Wankston in him where I didn't really take it seriously. He had that commercial where he was wearing that leather jacket last year.
He's getting comfortable in his own skin.
Looks like Slender Man. Yes. I don't know what to like make
of him.
He's
got some game though too, Spadoni.
Oh no, he's really like the Warriors saw that firsthand last year when he snatched their souls. We had the bad foul where he made three shots. They came back and they got your
favorite player now. Of the little veteran.
Oh, Alex Caruso.
Yeah, Caruso.
That's NBA champion, Alex Caruso. We got Tim Roy joining us, Goo, in about 20 minutes, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Be sure to download that free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube, Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 888-957-9570 is the number. Man, Klay Day cannot come soon enough. But first, We got the Warriors taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers today, starting at 3:30. Our coverage right here on 95.7 The Game with Warriors Live. Willard and Dibs will have that on lock before leading into 4 o'clock, where the coverage of the great Tim Roy will start. Tip off at 4:30 right here on 95.7 The Game. And coming up, Goo, this segment is brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. Tim Roy, we'll have him on here.
Yeah.
Plus, more of your calls, more of your text. How are you feeling about this team? Is this sustainable in Golden State? I think it is for the regular season. We'll wait until the playoffs. But you know what? Just enjoy it.
No doubt.
And we're enjoying a Friday here. Spadoni, Guru.
Payday.
Ken, Lucas, 95.7 The Game. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.